Hi guys, Murugi Munyi here.
It's Lydia KM.
And we're back again with a Valentine's Day edition episode of
The Messy In Between.
It's definitely TMI! Confused you, I know.
I was like, where is she going?
I have my cue.
Yeah. She's gonna give me my cue.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I got my cue though. You did a cue.
I think well, so. Yeah,
that
exactly.
Was great. Off. Yeah. No, that was great. But then now I forgot to say
I'm
that.
I'm just trying to be a professional.
Definitely. I love it.
Okay,
no,
fine.
Spicing it up.
Thank
that
you.
Was good, guys.
That's us.
You see,
exactly.
It's Valentine's. What
spicing
are we doing?
Things up.
Spicing things up, including the intro. But now, if you try to say it with us, and
no,
then,
don't. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry,
sorry.
Guys.
For you, I didn't even know either. I was also in the dark.
Hi guys, happy Valentine's.
It's actually Valentine's.
It's actually Valentine's Day.
If you're watching this on the Wednesday.
Happy Valentine's. In case you don't have a man, or like your man is being dumb, or like you, no one has told you happy Valentine's.
Dumb.
Sorry, he's being stupid, or he hasn't told you happy Valentine's Day, or even maybe in your office, like no one has celebrated you. You know,
yeah.
Me, at least in my kids' school, they'll always give us like flowers and cupcakes.
That's
so
nice.
It's like I know someone is going to wish me a happy Valentine's
yeah.
Day, you know, but
yeah.
If no one has wished you, happy Valentine's Day,
happy
by the
Valentine's
way.
Happy Valentine's Day. We're so glad that you're here. Us.
Yeah.
Us. You as an in-betweener, we are so glad that you're here and we love you so, so much. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Valentine's Day episode of TMI.
Yes.
If this is the first episode you've ever watched ever, welcome.
And
you
love
got,
that for you.
Yeah. You've got yeah. so many to go back to, but this is your first one. Thank you for being here. Here we subscribe. If you know an in-betweener who hasn't subscribed, we don't know them.
We don't know them.
But mm-hmm. here we subscribe. Whether you are watching us here on YouTube or whether you are listening to the podcast platforms, whichever one, whether it's Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Deezer, whichever one, just subscribe for us because it really helps us see the tangible numbers of our community.
Mm.
So when we're saying we have X amount, X thousand in between us, do we?
Yeah, do we
get to see it
exactly.
on there? So
it also helps us create content that is useful for you because if we're able to like see a lot of our followers are, let's say, over 35, a lot of them are 18 years old. So it helps us know even as we are speaking, who are we speaking to?
Yeah.
So that we can make the content relevant for you because we are constantly here talking about, and we know you're married, but maybe
with
the majority of you, do we? If the majority of you are 18 and 19 or whatever, then now it's like we want to know that it's you that we are speaking to.
Yeah.
So do subscribe. It really, really does help our channel out a lot. Thank you. And if this is your first episode you're watching, go and watch the other ones because wow, right now we're on episode good night right now we're on episode
Barrow.
Well,
127.
She's the most dedicated person in this podcast. You?
She is. Yeah.
You?
Wamboi told me I'm the personality hire.
Oh, what am I?
I'm here for vibes.
I don't know. I'm the representation one. It's like mom and married and mom. Yeah,
you're the representation hire.
Exactly.
Nancy, you're the what hire? Everyone decide what hire are you, because whatever it is, you are one, guys. Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah, anyway, today guys we are talking about Valentine's Day, but make it hot. And this is obviously about how can we make Valentine's Day a bit more special. If you have got a man. We were told that singles, we just need to sit it out.
No, you don't. And that is what this episode is about, is that you can have a hot Valentine's Day by yourself.
That I can assure you.
I feel like you, yes. You absolutely can.
Absolutely can.
Yeah.
So whatever kind of Valentine's you want, you can make it hot. And since hot is different for everyone, we're just going to be talking about different ways to do it.
Yeah.
You, how are you making Valentine's Day hot?
Now, you want me to tell you about next Wednesday? Because my current situation and next Wednesday could be very different.
Okay, what do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. What can you say, man?
Women are niggas. that's what we've learned. Women are niggas.
But
she's been telling everyone,
me, I'm coming.
You
okay.
Your man what
let me
you
tell you
want.
What. Me, I'm here. I'm here to learn in this episode of how I can make Valentine's Day hot. Because one would actually argue that a single person is more likely to be able to make Valentine's Day hot than a person who is married or has been in a long-term relationship. Because at this point, you've spent so many Valentine's Days together. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, wow, yet another Valentine's, here we are. You could literally meet a man the day before. Do you know how hot that Valentine's Day could be?
That's interesting. Yeah. That's very interesting.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
You could literally meet a man today and have the best Valentine's Day of your life.
But you can't have the best Valentine's of your life?
I could also.
Yeah.
If I was intentional about it.
Oh, but that's what you draw the line.
I don't know. You know, right now, right as we are speaking right now.
Are you fighting with
me? We are in a fight.
That's
why.
You
see, so.
You know, I'm wondering, where is this resistance coming from?
You know, I was just telling Nancy before. She was telling me, she's like, what is it about, like, you'll always get in a fight just around Valentine's or just before Valentine's?
It's ata so. Nini.
Like now, I'm a pona.
I'm a pona.
You're and so I feel like when I'm now, when I'm in this mood of just like, now we are fighting, just like, whatever. It's like my mind is like, oh, I really hope he does something. But also, I'm also just like, whatever.
When I first asked you, I was just like, is she upset? What is she upset at? You got it.
Who is she upset at? It's more like,
okay, fine. No problem. Anyway, however you're going to do it, guys, we always plug you on Beducated. And the reason is there is an unsurmountable amount of information on every single situation. Doesn't have to be you're married, you could be you're single, it could be you are in an open relationship, it could be that you are in the queer community. Anything, anyone can find content that can make your Valentine's Day hot this Valentine's Day. But if you do not know what I'm talking about, Beducated is essentially the Netflix of the bedroom, the Netflix of sexual pleasure, intimacy. So they have experts who are going to guide you on courses like the roadmap to intimacy, cunnilingus, blowjob,
sexual healing,
dance. By the way, we just said that since we last checked, there's been like a couple more new ones, so we're going to be telling you more of that.
A lot more new ones, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this Valentine's Day, if you want to get expert knowledge on anything that you've been curious about as far as intimacy, make sure you're using our code TMI podcast.
Yeah.
And this actually ends on February 14th today. But for the TMI, for the in-betweeners, they're extending it until the end of the month, 50% off.
Exactly. Until the end of the month, guys. So, but I would recommend that if by today, you get it today, so that at least today you know you're going to be having good sex. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And some of the courses, I feel like it takes a while for you to go through it. But also you can do like, kind of like tapping. Ah, okay. Anal pleasure. Role play. Exactly. You can kind of, and then it can also be something that you guys do together.
We keep telling you guys because it's been a proven concept.
It's
the proof of concept.
Just believe us. Just believe us. Anyway, use our code on the Beducated website. TMI podcast gets you 50% off, literally 50% off your annual pass. Another great thing about it is that you can try it 24 hours for free. So even if you want to go on it today, you can just use the code TMI podcast. You go and you sign in 24 hours for free. And then after that, you can decide if you want to pay for it or not. Also, after you have paid, you have a 14-day money back guarantee, which means that even if you decide after 2 weeks that you don't feel like it's valuable for you, although I can tell you, spoiler alert, it's definitely valuable, but only if you're actually interested in having a good sex life. If you're not, then I guess you won't find that valuable. If you just mostly want to have mediocre sex or like not have sex at all, then I guess it won't be valuable. But yeah, try it out, guys. It's going to be it's beautiful.
Let me tell you something about Beducated is that we don't want to hear you having questions that we have the answer to. So that's why we always bring it up, guys, because there's so many questions about intimacy and sex, and there's no way we can answer them.
Yeah.
So that's another extension of like, go and get the information so you can empower yourself and have the sex life, the intimacy life that you want.
Exactly.
Single or not.
Exactly. Let me tell you some of the other courses I'm seeing, which I think could stand out to a few of you. Online dating. So in case you're single and you're currently online dating.
I'm online dating at
there
the moment.
There you are. Dominance and submission. Full body massage. Hello. Prostate massage. Have you ever given a prostate massage?
No, but I'm open.
Yeah, you're down.
Yeah, I'm down.
With your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mouth.
It's like sucking balls.
Huh? No, I thought it's up the bum.
Prostate?
Yeah.
It's not the balls?
No.
You sure?
Your prostate is up your bum.
My prostate?
Not yours. You don't have one.
Oh, right, exactly. That's why I assumed it was the balls.
No, it's up the bum.
Well, I need to do that course, don't I? Don't I need to do that
but
course?
Actually, I'm not even sure.
Yeah, we need to check. Please tell us in the comments, guys. Tell us in the comments. Anyway, there's striptease, anal sex, the art of sensual kissing. Yeah, I could do that one.
Because do you love kissing?
I actually love kissing. Yeah, I know. But I don't do it as often. For someone who like really really loves it, maybe
why?
Just because it's just I don't know.
But what is sex always? Does kissing always get to sex?
No.
Oh, okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, in fact, so hardly ever. It? I've said before, hardly ever does kissing get sex. Sex
that's
just starts.
That's wonderful.
That sex just starts.
No, I mean like kissing just can be just kissing.
Yeah. But often I find that we don't really like do like sensual kissing. It'll be like we'll kiss like, oh, hey, babe, morning. Yeah. You know, or like a good night or like, okay, I'll see you later kind of. But not like now we're just there and we're just kissing passionately, which is a really, it's actually a really intimate thing.
Han.
It's so intimate.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So intimate. Really? You're already in love again. See? Sham samehe.
Let me wait and see. You know, I was telling Lydia before this, like when you're in a fight, it's like you want him to do something, but also do you want him to do something? Because right now I'm kind of just like a let's take a pause, take a breath, and everyone just think about what they want to think about. So it's kind of like I want to be connected with you, but also I'll understand
it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Which I kind of appreciate.
I think that's emotional maturity.
Yeah, I think so.
Look at you.
A bitch.
Bitch.
Come bitch. On. Do you know, I would have been crying. I would have been dead right now. I would have been dead.
No, Joe, I'm not even kidding.
I think so, yeah.
That, like, you know, I was going to ask you, can you see beyond this? Why? Yes, you can.
I can, yeah.
Yes, you can. You can see it's a passing thing.
Thank you.
And you can sleep and snow and go on through your day.
Exactly. And us not talking today,
go to, if this is not evidence of therapy.
Guys, go to therapy. No, Joe, that's all I can tell you.
Amazing. I know how it used to, like, really bother me. Me, I already said me na lala to endelea. But I saw it.
Or maybe we'll see what happens. Exactly, or we don't. But anyway, what can we do? See, now we just eat and we sleep.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your most memorable Valentine's Day that you can remember?
I have two Valentines that I remember, like just top of my head. Mm-hmm. My very first boyfriend, we were doing long distance, which by the way I didn't realize.
Oh yeah.
But we were in uni. We were just in different unis. We started dating before we got into uni. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we went to Portsmouth, and he had done this like beautiful setup of like roses and candles. I think he
a
had
university student.
Yeah.
So much, my God. No,
my first boyfriend was wow. Anyway, he got me this promise ring. I don't know what else he got me. I can't remember that, but the promise ring I remember. And he gave me the promise ring, and I feel like we had a fight. It feels like we had had a fight
that night. Oh yeah. No, before.
Yes, we had had a fight before. Mm-hmm. And he gave me this promise ring. I think it was a promise to marry me or something.
Oh wow,
men are niggas.
Cute. But love that.
Yeah. And it was I think my first big romantic moment. I think I was like 18. You know those like you went over and above. And he was romantic anyway, but I think he had made extra effort to make that day special. And I even still remember how his room looked like. I still remember that whole setup. Yeah, that was
I
a really
love
happy
that.
One.
That is so special. Yeah. Okay. And the other one?
The next one was 2020. I was single but very much in love. Is that you? Is that you? Is this you? And I think it was more special just out of, because it wasn't like, you know, when you're in a relationship, it's like, this is what you need to do. Mm. But when you're not, it's like, you're doing this just to show me that.
You could or you couldn't,
love
but
me.
Like you want to, yeah.
I had like an audition. I can't remember what it was for. And then when I came down, because we went together so that we can go now to the Valentine's Day plans. Mm. He got me flowers when I was coming out of my audition. Then we went, we had dinner. We spent the night at a hotel doing all sorts of things.
I remember this. I remember this because we were working at Ebru that time.
We were, yeah. It was a really, really nice Valentine's Day. Yeah.
I love that for you.
Interesting is not the ones, I don't remember the ones when we were in the relationship.
That's crazy. Really, yeah, because I guess, you know, this is one of the things that social media right now just like makes me cringe. It's like, even if someone is not happy right now, they won't want to see other people being happy. So, but it's like, you can also just let other people enjoy their Valentine's Day and it can be a nothing to you and you just move on. Like, I don't want to see anyone there saying, oh, Valentine's Day is so cringe, or are you cringe?
And what, like, I just feel like it's okay to sit things out.
That's it.
I sit
it's
Father's
fine.
Day out all the time.
You can do it.
And I just double tap all of you guys with your song, Daddy's Little Girl. Can't relate.
Once in a while, you give
you
us
sit through.
Piece by piece, he collected.
Oh, yeah. But you know who I've realized is my father, really, truly? Mm. Uncle Short. Oh. Uncle Short calls
you're going
me
to say God.
Like every other day.
I
he's always asking me how I am, how I'm doing. Like he keeps up with what's going on with me more than anyone else.
I love that. Yeah. Uncle Short is her mom's brother.
Brother, yes. Mm. Israel, my little nephew, my little cousin's dad. Yeah, we have a fantastic relationship.
I love that. Yeah. Is that what a dad-daughter relationship is supposed to look like in adulthood?
So. It's not? Because like, my mom's like that.
No, I don't know. Right. That's what I'm saying. Literally, clueless. Yeah.
Tell us, guys.
Tell us, guys. Whoever has is like an adult and they have their dad. Like, what does it look
what
like?
What your mom does for you, your dad does for you. That's a great relationship.
Wow. I just feel like with men, the bar is literally just at, even if we talk.
It's like,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. No. I feel like for moms, it's just like, yeah, of course, there's all this. But like for a dad, me, I'm just like, I actually don't even imagine what expectation I would have of like a dad in my life right now.
Yeah.
Just because it's not available.
It would be, if my dad was like that, that would be it.
Has that been a healing experience? Anyway, that's a conversation for another episode.
We digress.
I'm just like, wow,
yes,
you
it's
know?
Been deeply healing. I and it's actually more of, I realized it. He's been doing this for years. Yeah. I just realized it.
I love that.
Because I was just seeing uncle. But when I think about it, he's been so much of a dad to me.
I love that.
He cares deeply about me.
Yeah, he's always calling her.
He's always calling her.
I love that. Anyway, her point was that it's okay to sit some things out. You don't have to be there posting, I can buy myself flowers. You can also just buy yourself the flowers.
Someone has already edited that reel.
That's this way. They have scheduled it for 14th, and you know they have scheduled it. It's like, we know you can buy yourself flowers, but do you want to?
Yeah.
Like, is it a flex? Do you remember the day Ivy put on her story? She's like, saying how you're independent and you can pay your own bills. Is it a flex or is it just sad? Because, of course, you'd rather not. Yeah.
Is it
you can't depend on anyone else to
do it for you. You know? Yeah. I feel like, honestly, it's okay to want and to yearn that. It's like, but guess what? As I was saying on my page, people are ashamed of the process. You don't want to look like you
making,
want to be in a relationship, like you are looking for love. You don't want to. It's either you're single, happy, and perfect, or you're married. There's never an in between. But no, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm online dating. I'm out here dating because I want to be in a relationship.
I love
However,
that.
I'm not compromising on the quality. That's the thing. Mm. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to compromise just because I want it. But I want it.
I love that. I love that so much. Mm. Okay, I would say that I don't really remember. Like, I don't have like a repository of like Valentine's days in my head. Mm. I feel like for me, they are the kind of holidays that kind of just like come and pass. Like, well, they're here. Oh, nice, cute. Let's do it. And then it just goes. But maybe not so significant to me. But I do remember last year's Valentine's Day because it was like shortly after Zach had gone to the UK. Mm. It was literally, I think, like 2 weeks later. Mm. And I was in the depths of like, wow. So he really went, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he really went. It was like, it
I
was
remember
so
that in my
bad.
Stomach.
You know, and it was like now 2 weeks of like, so this is what parenting alone is like. Mm. Everything is you. All homework is you. Mm. All drop-offs are you. Mm. It was just like, I feel like I was really in the shock of like, wow, it's actually really happening. But he went out of his way to make it so special for me. And I remember he sent my sister to get me flowers and what, and like Swarovski earrings. Mm. And it was just so special. Like, I remember feeling so loved and just like so happy in that moment.
Yeah.
And I remember actually on that day feeling such a tinge of like, jealousy when I opened social media and I saw people with their partners because I was like, okay, he sent me this, but I'm not with him.
It's not the same.
You know, we are not like right next to each other. And I was just thinking, oh my God, you know, but I'm glad that this now look. And last time I was like, I would give anything to spend Valentine's Day with him.
Yeah,
now here he is.
Women are niggas.
Fine.
Another episode
listen.
Of Women Are Niggas.
I feel like I can suck it up for one day. What? I feel like I can suck up like the us not being in on talking terms for like the day of Valentine's.
First of all,
so
this
I
is
don't
so
have to
far
think
away.
About
for
it.
Sure, it's going to be fine by then.
Yeah, this is like a week before when you're actually watching it. Guys.
I find that I'm always constantly telling you how things are going to be fine.
Thank you. Like, I appreciate that.
And I know.
I appreciate that.
I believe it's even this day won't even end. You
Thank
see.
You. But you see, mate, I try not to project so that if on that day, like my expectation is not met on that day, then I don't feel that bad about it. Because if right now I start projecting, I'm like, oh, by Valentine's, definitely everything will be okay. Mm. And then it's not, I'll be like, I'll feel more disappointed than if it had just been like neutral. Let's live today, and tomorrow we'll leave it in tomorrow.
Okay.
That's it.
I have notes on that, but okay. I hear you, baby.
To be discussed.
You.
Let's put a pin in that.
Let's put a pin in that.
Yeah, but anyway, so definitely there's ways I can make this Valentine's Day hot. If we are not yet...
Well, you're going to be fine. So
if
let's
we
just
are not yet...
That.
Let me say, if we are not yet fine, we can use that opportunity to have like intense makeup sex.
You win either way.
Date night,
you
but make it hot. Way. Valentine's Day and making it hot. Yeah. Because like makeup sex, actually sex, Lydia says she can't do like the angry sex of like you're not speaking to each other really, but then you have sex.
It's me, the one, me, let me tell you the one that's just the perfect one for me. Mm. It's like we've discussed it right now, we've resolved it and we said sorry. Nothing. Oh!
It's the sorry.
It's the sorry. Like, you've been mindful of my emotions.
Yeah.
Come here, daddy. Right now, what do you want? Oh. List it.
Mine is more like you've been avoidant and you're not talking and you're not caring about my emotions. Fuck me now.
Notes.
Because I feel like that one is just like, okay, we're not connecting on a emotional, on a mental, but you know what? We can connect on the physical. And more often than not, maybe it's just the dynamic in my relationship, but I found that when we do that, it's like in that moment, immediately after, it's like now the softness comes and it's like now we're able to talk and he'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I've really missed you. I don't, you know, kind of thing. So
for me, even putting your hands on me, if it's something that's like really, really upset at, no.
Okay, but it can't be something of like real, like you really disrespected me and it's like a fundamental value
for me,
thing.
I don't know. No. Like, but me, I know for sure. Mm. It's like just a gentleness. Like, oh, babe, see, we just chill. Even that, even just like that open energy, I'm willing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could definitely do the makeup sex and then maybe I can do like something new and unique just to remind him what a baddie I am and that if you go and find some other woman out there or like if we ever get divorced or whatever, are you going to be able to have anal sex with her? No, you won't. But me, you can.
Can we say this all together? Notes.
I'm just saying, guys, you know what I mean? It's like sometimes you need to do something in bed that just reminds your partner that you're you.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
What's you?
I don't know. Adventurous, kinky,
or
gentle, depending on whatever your sex personality is, by the way, because like people's sex personalities are different, but like different. Yeah. I would say different.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like sex for me is not like a power thing, but I know you said it is a power thing for you.
I forgot.
It's not a power thing for me at all. It feels like a very intimate and shared experience. So most of what I'm trying to do is not saying anything to do with me. It's more like, it's with him. It's connecting with him. Mm. But I'm sure you've got notes on that as well.
So how is that hot for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, hot is different from everyone.
What's your hot?
Yeah. My hot is like, first of all, we're good. We're cool. Like, everything is fine. Right? And then being like flexible and open about what we're going to do. I can still do kink, but like kink nonness, it's more about like the intent behind it. But either way, it's the same thing.
I get
the
it.
The kink,
yeah.
The sijui daddy, fuck me, all of those. Mm. At the end of the day, it's just like what the intent behind it is, what makes it different.
I get that. Mm-hmm. I really get that. I feel like for me, it's balanced. Like, I feel like the intent for me usually is a more selfish intent when I'm going into sex, but like the experience feels very shared because I know that when I'm in there, I'm really like, I really want him to have a good time. I really want him to be happy. You know, I really want to feel connected. Mm-hmm. And mostly it's like in the immediately after that, I feel so like, wow, I was able to be my full self with you, you know, or like I really felt like you were your full self with me. Maybe that's the place, but maybe in the actual thing happening, I don't know, or like maybe the intent. My intent is different.
Yeah, and that's fine. Intent can evolve.
That's
if
it.
Your intent is like, oh yeah, you did this to me, you did this, you're gonna know. I'm going to so hard that you're going to just never leave me. Whatever. Intent is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another something which I saw that we could you could do something as far as making date night hotter or
Valentine's
like more intimate.
Valentine's night. Hot.
Going back to the old days, recreating something that the memory is so special. So this is a dance. Because you could recreate it and ruin it.
Okay, wait.
Or you could go back into that moment. Because one of the things, especially in a long-term relationship, is that it feels like monotonous. Like, we've been here. I've seen your face so long. In fact, I heard that sometimes.
Not I've seen your face so long, but it's
always
true.
Here.
And your face is the same every day.
It never changes. I actually heard that the longer you're with someone, because you see them in like their pajamas or whatever, you start acting like siblings. Because you just
like
see
roommates.
Them like I've seen you like my brother or my sister all the time. So like going back to like let's say like the day you met or like your first date or something that you did that was so special in the beginning reminds you that first of all this person wasn't in your life before then.
Why is my heart beating so hard at the thought of that though? It's just like, wow, how special.
Oh, how special.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I feel like that's so special.
So that's a really nice one.
Yeah.
I remember the day that you always talk about you and Zach was when you guys got married.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to go hike, sweetie, but you know, you get it. You get it. Something, yeah. Pick something that you used to do that was like so exciting and like it brought those new feelings, because we tend to go to the scene even emotionally when we create things.
I agree. And that also doesn't have to be an expensive thing, because I saw someone saying on social media how it's like Valentine's is only for the Barbies or like the bougie people, but I don't think it has to be.
That's
at
not
all.
True.
It's not true. And I feel like even the that recreating, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a place. Like maybe you met in Paris, it doesn't mean you have to go to Paris, but like what is an experience that you tie to that time? So maybe it's like when we first met, we always used to order a particular meal from a particular place, or maybe, you know, like on like there's some, I don't know, a walk we used to go and take a particular route or something like that. It could be just that. Literally, I feel like actually Valentine's Day is so awesome because it's not nothing to do with like necessarily the gifts. It's that you thought about she would love this.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Or like the special things which I've always done for most of my relationships is that I'm definitely going to buy lingerie or buy something that's going to be like some kind of a nurse, policewoman, whatever. I'm going to dress up in some kind of way. I'm going to do music. I'm going to do dance. By the way, there's actually a course.
Yeah, on
lap dance. And I always do something spicy like that. Just, I don't know where I got that, but it feels like really a thing that I do. Yeah, dress up in lingerie, flowers, candles, do something sexy like before. Like there's something about that, about like my man seeing me in that. And I also feel like the persona then feels very different than me.
I love that. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's something which I feel like I want to do, but I just feel like I haven't done it in a long time just because we live with so many other people. But like maybe another thing we could do to make Valentine's Day hot is like just take a staycation or something.
For sure.
Like spend a night. It didn't even have to be a hotel, you know, it could be even an Airbnb, just somewhere where you're not in your usual space. Yeah. You know, it's almost like you're escaping for a night, and then there you can scream.
And you get to be a different person.
You get to be a different person. You can be whoever you want to be. Mm. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Remember, I love that.
What's in Modern Family when I'm Clint, they always do this Phil, role and play. Yeah.
So he's like, he's Clive or something like that.
Do you have that in mind?
Yeah, I do.
What?
I'm a lady of the night. In my fantasy, I'm a lady of the night, and I'm propositioning him, and we are haggling about like how much money I need for me to
two of your favorite things ever.
Sex and money.
I see that.
Thank you.
I see that.
And
that's,
it's like, yeah,
one.
I'm wearing something super skimpy, you know, kind of like, but skimpy, but like covered, but like skimpy.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. So it's just like, it's really hot and sexy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Role play is something people should definitely
role
do for
play.
Valentine's.
That's another one to make it hot.
Absolutely.
For the guide, it's a beginner's guide on erotic dancing. You learn how to set up a lap dance.
This is on the Beducated course. Okay.
Explore lap dance techniques, watch demonstration on each technique, and learn how to practice them on your own. So I know it's a bit daunting sometimes, like, whoa, I don't want to be Aggie Nonsizi the dancer, but it's like it can be done to your own pace. So definitely check that out.
I love that. Here's something else you could do to make your Valentine's Day hot. If you are single, you can revive your self-pleasure mechanisms, especially if you're somebody who doesn't necessarily masturbate that often.
Yeah, mine got revived this morning, like, whoa.
Me too!
Like, girl!
Whoa! Let me tell you! And then, when you haven't done it for a while, because it had been like literally 1 week, I was like, wait, it's been literally 27 seconds.
My heart... I was like, I'm not going to the shoot.
You know when the O makes you actually make a physical sound?
Yeah!
I was like, girl!
I was like, hun... Han, ooh, been revived.
Wow, so we were connected and we didn't even know we were connected. Love that for us.
Sisters.
I love that. And so there's this course on rediscovering self-pleasure. And so in the course, I haven't even done the course yet, but I can see like somebody has like a blindfold and like your ears are covered. So it's almost as if it's like you're taming down other senses
so that one sense,
can you imagine? Yeah. Think about that.
Valentine's Day plan.
This is... Me too. Book room for one.
Yes.
In anyway, the point is that even if you're by yourself, you can still have a really hot Valentine's Day.
Oh, absolutely.
Even
you definitely
if
can.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Yeah, sometimes if you do something intentional on Valentine's Day when you're alone, when you've been yearning to be in a relationship, or when you're feeling like the gap in your life as far as having someone is like, it's too big, it can make the day just feel more like a reminder of like, oh, the thing that I don't have.
Yeah.
So there is a dance here. You've got to like check the temperature of how you feel, because you don't want to go triggering yourself. Otherwise, literally just stay at home, do nothing. Let it be go down as a normal day. You can watch a film, whatever you want to do at the end of the night. But if it's a matter of like you're in that excitement of finding someone, then you can create an environment for yourself. Like do a date night for yourself. Like cook yourself a nice meal, light candles. I love
lighting Nelly candles in my house. Nelly did that. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like, was it last year or was it? No, last must have been last year, but one. But she basically just did, she cooked her favorite pasta, she had a glass of wine, she put on a candle, and she just like enjoyed it so much. Because I was just like, that's just so cute.
That is so cute. You and know, so I love myself. And I'm going to align with what love when it's right. But this is what it is right now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Is Valentine's Day, since we're making it hot, is this the night to, like, if there's something your partner has been asking you to do, asking you for, is this the night where you actually do it? Or, because hear me out, what if it doesn't go great? Or it's more about the intention that I want to
just like the attempt, like you try to give him the pleasure that he wanted, or even him seeing that you're trying at this thing, because hopefully you're with somebody who has, like, you know, I don't know, empathy and warmth towards you, then just seeing the fact that
who likes you,
who's like into you or whatever. I actually saw like, what's it for? Somebody reposted a reel I did like of this and that of outfits. And they said, if you're dating your man and your man is dating you.
No, wait. So the red and the jeans?
No, they were saying as in, this is for, he didn't say couples. She said, if you are dating your man and your man is dating you, it's a different definition, apparently. It's not just for couples or married. I was like, what? So.
Wow. Oh, because those two might be.
Those are, there. You might be dating your man, but is he dating you?
But no, he could be dating you, but is he dating you only?
No, but is he dating you, period? Because out here, for sure, we can't be sure. Anyway.
But you see, so now this is my question. It's just like, I feel like in the wake of, we also want to make our men feel special. Why is your clock saying it's 1 p.m.?
It's not.
It's 12:17. Oh, sorry, that was a screenshot. Never mind. My apologies. I was so confused. Like, is this a Twilight Zone? Blink twice if you can see me. Anyway, in this age of like, okay, we also want our men to feel special and it's like equality kind of like, I feel like subtly, I still have an expectation that it's more you to me than me to you with Valentine's. Yeah. Whereas with anniversaries, I feel like it's a very us thing. If it's your birthday, it's me to you thing. If it's Christmas, again, it's us gifting each other. But like, I feel like with Valentine's, it's more you to me.
This is what I've always felt for me as far as Valentine's. Like the packaging of like sijui flowers or all that dance, it's you, you to me. However, at night is when I show up and throw down to do something special. And that's what I'm talking about, like maybe getting the lingerie and the roses, like candles, you know, something like that.
So something, it didn't necessarily have to be like you get him flowers and chocolate.
No,
but
I don't think
something.
So, but it's like you are also showing that you're participating in life. Yeah. I see you, baby. I see you handle business all day.
Hello.
Hello.
Good night.
Good night.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. Totally get that.
Another thing you can do to make things special for Valentine's Day, make it hot, is create a sex bucket list together. It can't be a normal bucket list, but let me tell you, when you write down the things that you intend to do sexually, the things that you want to, whether it's like places you want to have sex, even countries you want to have sex, go all out, honey. Don't let me limit you. If it's like styles you want to try, just write down your fantasies. And when you're writing down your fantasies, when you're not actualizing them right then, they don't feel as intimidating to tell your partner.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're just writing a fantasy list, you know? And that could be, or that could open both of you up as far as what you guys want to do, as far as pleasure.
Yeah. And then you could even be like, okay, we'll try one a month.
Yeah.
Or like, we'll try one a week.
Yeah.
One a day. My God. You know, every single time we talk about like things like beducated or even conversations like this, you realize how much we are responsible for our own suffering in any situation. If there's no romance and there's no, like your relationship is like the one we're saying of brother, sister, or like monotony, you have as much of a role to play in that as your partner does.
But because that's, I feel like, to hear.
It's really painful and really difficult, because like sometimes it's like, yes, he's fallen into like just you know, laid back, but you probably have as well. And it's like, sometimes like you can sit and like complain about it, but like, what are you willing to do about it?
Yeah.
And same with sex. It's just like, okay, it's been monotonous. What can you do to change that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like men generally will take the cue from you
about
like these kinds of things. It's just like, okay, if the sex is always the same, it's always vanilla, it's always in the bedroom, it's always finished in 2.5 minutes. But like now, if you start trying to do something different, I feel like men are the kind who are just like, oh, okay, okay, even us putting in effort, make even me, what, so I'm going to what am I going to bring? Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like us as women, tujikakamue, tujaribu.
100%. And for King Between Us, we said King Between Us are green flags. You guys are not like everyone else.
You're not.
So you guys are also taking notes on how to, you know, how to come correct when it comes to the bedroom as well. Because if someone is dating a King Between Us, they're expecting, the standards are high.
You know, I'm so happy the for anyone dating a King Between Us.
Yeah, right, I'm like the King Between Us who came to the our event.
Thank you. Like, I'm just like, wow. Someone who's actually open to like learning and knowing how women think. Yeah. I love that. I love that so much.
Beyond the stereotypes that they have in their head.
Like, I love it. No, I know. I love it so much.
I think that bucket list, I've done one of those, a bucket list before. And let me tell you, it just, it keeps you guys with like a northern star on where you want to go sexually.
I like that.
Yeah.
Where do I want to go sexually? That is to be discovered.
TBD.
That is to be discovered. And actually, sometimes you might not know. You know, sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. You like, you don't know things which are not there. So if you're not, for example, a porn watcher or whatever, you have not reached page 9 to see what is happening there or feasting or whatever.
Yeah.
Beducated is a good way to get started. Because then you scroll and you see things like, oh, okay, so people are doing this. Tantra. The other day, what did I see on the Beducated? It was something like Japanese, something like I can't remember, it started with SH, but basically it's a specific kind of bondage, rope bondage that is Japanese, like a Japanese style.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's interesting. See, now I would never even have known that exists. And if I never know it exists and I never tried, how would I know it's not for me?
Maybe it's the one.
Maybe it's the thing I have been waiting.
Changes your life.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I'm saying. We asked you guys, by the way, on Instagram to share with us some of like your Valentine's stories and like maybe a memorable Valentine's that you have had. And allow us, please, to just read a couple. So this one lady said, so my then boyfriend, now husband, so at least we know it has a happy ending.
We thank God.
And I had started dating in November 2012. So February 2013 was our first Valentine's together. We were both still in campus, but I expected a nice coffee date and maybe chocolates for that day. I should have explained what I meant by nice, because my man took me to a dark, dingy underground restaurant that used to be on Tomboya Street called Steps. Then to add, it was a group date where two of his friends had brought their girlfriends. It was a disaster, and at the end of it, I told him I didn't enjoy the place and we should try somewhere nicer next time. He broke up with me the next day. But remember, they're married now, so relax. Fast forward 3 months later, he came back and apologized for overreacting, and I decided to give him another chance. We ended up dating for 7 years and have now been married for 3 years. Valentine's keeps getting better.
So,
what a journey. What a journey. So, this is the thing. One, she expected a nice coffee date, but her definition of nice and his definition of nice were clearly different. And this is why I'm telling people, send even just a link, one link or two. We know that it always feels better when you don't have to show somebody. And over time, I feel like your man just starts to know the kind of things that you like. You know, there's certain places you just know not to take me there. Mm-hmm. But for him, that nice coffee date was this triple date with these other people. And maybe for him, he thought, oh, she's really gonna love this. She's really gonna enjoy this.
I brought my friends and
And they had only been dating like 2-3 months. So you see, you can understand this. Like, that's the thing. And sometimes, see, that's the thing. It's like intention.
Yeah.
His intention was clearly pure.
Good,
But the execution was poor.
Yeah, and just the execution wasn't exactly poor. It was like to his perception.
That's the thing,
which for him is like normal. There's this podcast I'm listening to, and his name... I think he's like, he's just like a genius at this. His name is Alan D. Botton. And essentially he talks about how the most romantic sounding thing is often the most delusional, right? So it's like the idea that your man should just wake up and just know what to do. As soon as he wakes, he just, you know, it's so romantic, but it puts people, like especially men, in a position of being like these mind readers, where essentially the truth is, it's not romantic to say, but it's your responsibility to communicate what you want. It's your responsibility to communicate what it is your expectations as far as Valentine's, what it means to you, or give me a ballpark idea of what you're expecting, bearing in mind the capacity of the man you're with. Because maybe you're asking for, you have a Range Rover budget, but your man is parcel.
But is it a budget thing when you're saying bearing
could,
in mind?
No. It could be capacity of like, is your man perceptive enough? Mm. Is your man the person who's even like caring about these things? Because you're forcing things if he's not. But also a budget thing. Mm. Because if a man is feeling like the expectation you have of him is beyond what he can do, there's already a feeling of not good enoughness. And really it's because you aren't cute enough as far as what he's capable of. You know? So being able to say like, actually, I know what I want and I want to communicate to my man what I want so that he's able to meet me there. It doesn't sound romantic. But
it really doesn't sound romantic. And then also, I feel like there's a sense in which there's different kinds of guys, and you have to know if your guy is like the effort kind of people.
That's the thing, knowing who your man is.
Yeah, and are you comfortable with that? Because like, knowing who your man is, that's not... I feel like that can't be the standard, first of all.
Yeah.
It's like, you need to know, but then also now you need to be comfortable with that. Because there's men who it's like, they can't afford more, but they don't feel like they need to spend that money on you, you know?
Yeah.
Or it's like there's others who they literally have like very little, but for them it's so important for them to show you who they are.
Mm.
Sometimes it's about effort. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to emphasize to your partner, you know, it's Valentine's is coming up and I would really, really love to feel, you know, cared for and special on that day.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And what he now interprets as this will make her feel loved and cared for, that could be different.
Yeah.
I guess.
Could, yeah. And I guess as you're saying, the longer you're with someone, the more they know who you are.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been in a position where I expected more of someone that they had the capacity to be, but I've also been somewhere where I expected someone who had all the capacity, but I didn't feel like I should be telling them, like they should just know. This was when I was like a lot more immature.
Damn.
You know, so it's just kind of like, so you didn't do anything for Valentine's? I know he has the money. I know he wants to do it, but I just feel like he should invent what it is.
But why can't he? Because why can't he?
I don't know. When we were raised differently, what me I see to be romance, and also men are conditioned very differently.
But also,
there are some who are super romantic. First of all, there's this husband who his entire job is to make beautiful arrangements and
the
surprises.
Dad social. Go follow the dad social, because every time I see it,
don't
I send it to my man.
Today,
every time I do, I send it to my man, and I'm just always like, he's like, no, you know, this is for social media. I'm like, no, but isn't her reaction a real reaction?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's just for social media.
It's the truth.
And
yeah.
They just seem so happy.
It's just so wonderful. Like, some people know that. If your man doesn't know that, you guys walk that journey, because maybe there are some things, maybe you're not financially literate, and he's accepting that of you, and he's walking that journey with you.
Yeah, but are you trying to become financially literate?
Yeah, assuming you are.
Assuming you are. Because like some... And then Kwanzaa, for me, I just feel like in the age of social media where everything is so accessible, it literally takes little to no effort. With the convenience that we have of being able to just make a phone call and flowers have been ordered and delivered.
Yeah.
In the age of being able to literally order something on Jumia or Glovo and chocolates have been delivered, it literally... For me, it gives...
Me
if
sometimes.
A man does nothing for you, it gives that he just doesn't care enough to do anything for you. That's how I feel.
Or more, he doesn't want to.
Oh, he does... Stop shouting.
And he's allowed to not want to. He's allowed to not want to. And if he doesn't want to, then it's up to you to decide.
Is that what you
want
to
do for that?
Thank
you. We can't keep forcing people to want things they don't want. It's okay if he doesn't want to. There's a girl who maybe doesn't care.
Yeah.
But you do.
You're right. So, another question. In this message, she says that immediately after the disaster of the date, she says that she told him she didn't enjoy the place and they should try somewhere nicer next time. And obviously, he took the feedback badly and broke up with her the next day. Do you feel like it is prudent for you to give feedback on the day? Or should you only give feedback if you're asked?
For me, I always feel it's like, read the room. Read the room, hon. If the temperature is giving, like, this man has really put in effort. Like, in that moment, I can be like, I appreciate the effort of what you've done for me today. We can sit in that for a while. And then when we talk about Valentine's, I can be like, oh, do you know what? Like, you know, for me, it's like the kind of restaurant I like.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to make you feel like you're not doing anything. I don't think there's anything wrong with what she did. But, like, the way you want to give it feedback
the
is the way you'd like to receive feedback.
Yeah, exactly. I also don't feel like giving feedback immediately
step out of the
at
restaurant.
The event. Yeah.
What
the fuck was that? Same as with sex, by the way. You know, it's not like we just finished and I'll be like, oh, I didn't really enjoy that. But next time we should try another position. We've just finished. Like, are you kidding?
And he's probably on a high
thinking
he just rocked your
you know,
world.
And exactly. He's so excited. I'm just like, no, if what I'm interested in is preserving for next time and also getting a better experience, then I'll just like namazia. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's okay to be able to read the room and decide exactly what you want. And people say that, you know, but men don't stay quiet. Yes, they do. A lot of men can't confront you and tell you your head sucks.
Oh, yeah.
All I can feel is teeth, Jane. It's just teeth down here. They're not telling you that. Everyone, when it comes to sex, is a bit. This one is not like just about like, oh, women are just being silenced. Yes, women are more silenced, but men are also not so confrontational about telling you what they don't like.
In fact, you
have to consistently cue them to tell you. Mm-hmm. So it's a two-way street.
Because men generally will just want peace. It'll just be like, I don't want the
headache.
Yeah, I don't want the headache or the fight that this will become.
Let her just eat the dick.
Chew it off. Anyway.
On
that note, there is a course on Beducated of how to give head. That's all that we can tell you. If every time you're like, oh, babe, let me just go down on you, he's like, no, baby. It's okay, baby. Let's not do it. If constantly he's saying that,
but
perhaps
not
could
all
it
men
be...
like head 2%, but.
Yeah.
2%, but God.
Idiots. Oh. I don't even understand. But anyway, yeah, so maybe, you know, try and see. Maybe you've been thinking that you're really good at giving head because your last boyfriend told you, but maybe your last boyfriend was just interested in preserving the peace. Maybe you're not that good at doing it.
Yeah, maybe you're not.
Yeah. Upskilling, by the way, is really important. There's no skill which you'll be using from now until literally death, like
every
sex.
Day.
So please do something about it. Someone else, one of you guys also responded to our Valentine's Day question, and you said, niseme tu, I was married is in quotes, na nikapeana surprise, I am pregnant on Valentine's Day. Turns out, I was left the same day. Thank God my daughter is turning 15 this year and she's in form 2 already. Yo, bado sija recover.
Then but that was just
laughing
an asshole.
Faces
that was
at the
just
end,
a
yeah.
terrible, terrible person.
Yeah,
but
because
also,
I can see how that would have been really
married?
Cute. Because it was a commute stay, probably.
But you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was hubby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But damn, that's still really like,
that's terrible.
Wow.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah. But anyway, so this just goes to show if your man is a douchebag, he'll still be a douchebag on Valentine's Day. If he's a great guy, he'll still be a great guy on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like that's, but I guess that's a very memorable Valentine's Day.
That is, you probably won't forget that one.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I remember a bad one.
Oh, dear.
So, I had a bad one. So, I don't even know what started the argument. I don't know what the fuck started the argument. But essentially, I had driven to where he was. I don't know what he was doing, wherever he was. But anyway, as soon as I got there, I don't know what the argument is about. And in that relationship, I realized there's so many times where he came with energy from somewhere else and kind of attacked me with it. Mm. I remember there's a time he had a dream.
Not you paying for the sins of the dream.
He had a dream that something bad had happened.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
Like somebody was making him feel small. He was huge with ego. Mm. So I feel like somebody had, he had like an argument. Yes, he had an argument with the boss that day, that evening or that day. Mm. He had now the dream about it, something that was like confrontational. And I could see that was in his mind. And I said the tiniest thing like this. And let the argument ensue. And you know, it's like you're participating, but you don't even know what this is.
Why are we mad?
It was that kind of same scenario. And to now make matters worse, because when shit pops off, every shit pops off. I think the battery of my car died or something like that. So then that became the thing.
I'm so sorry.
All plans that were there died.
That was literally you in the car as we were waiting for the battery to be delivered.
And now, obviously, he's pissed. Mm. He's pissed that this has even happened.
I'm so sorry.
That was a terrible Valentine's Day. I remember exactly where it was.
I'm so sorry. Oh, boy.
In my body. I'm slightly still at the scene. I remember it.
I don't think I can remember a really bad Valentine's Day.
That was bad.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry.
Talk to you bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was one. I think most of my Valentines, I've had, like, a really good time. Mm. Actually, it's like maybe they're not memorable, and maybe they were memorable for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But the ones I remember were about emotion. It's not necessarily anything spectacular or I've never seen before happen. In fact, there are some Valentines I don't remember because I didn't care for the person who necessarily, or like it was whatever.
So what if,
but they were a big thing. But the emotions I felt were amazing. That's why I remember them.
I love that.
I remember them because it was so bad.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember a bad one. I remember when we were kids, my dad used to bring us chocolate. Like he'd bring us Cadbury chocolate and it was like every single, so he would give all four of us, all his four little girls, and be like, oh, you know, you're my Valentine.
That's
so cute. That's one of my favorite memories of my dad. And I feel like as I entered adulthood, I kind of like, I don't know if that in my head, I had never seen my dad and mom celebrating Valentine's, like the two of them, until like we're in love kind of thing. But I don't think that's an expectation I had. In fact, I'm certain that it's probably just with the onset of like social media that now you're like, oh, so people are making this thing, it's a big deal, you know, kind of thing.
I grew up in the West. Yes.
That's and hence, and hence
it's a super huge deal. Now it's like I just see it differently. Because I'm different myself. Like I just see things differently. I feel like more observing, like how they say, if somebody has 100,000 and they give you 1,000, it's like
really
versus somebody who has 10,000 and they give you 7,000. It's like more look at in the pot of the capacity or the knowledge this man has or who he is, how much he's giving is what you're looking at. Because if you judge him against every other man out there, almost always there's somebody who's doing something so crazy bigger than you, then you lack that appreciation because you're comparing. But truly is about like, I know this is not something that he even cares about, but look at the effort that he's made today.
I like that as
That's definitely a shift in my perspective.
If, and if you're in a situation where you don't really know what is the capacity that your man has, I like to measure against previous years. So for example, if now we are on year 8 of marriage or year 7 of marriage, I obviously, you already know, I told you in year 1 that I like to be celebrated on this day, I like to be celebrated on my birthday, I like to be celebrated on this whatever. So what I would be telling you is different from like what I would have been telling you in year 1. If right now I still have to tell you that, oh, by the way, you should get me something, I feel like we are not on the same path.
Yeah,
I feel like that one can be difficult.
Like you should be learning your partner as you go.
As we go, and I should be learning him as well, you know,
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, that one is also there too. Apparently I told you we discovered men have feelings and stuff. I should be learning him as well, so it's like there's a mutual understanding. It's like I know what the expectations are and you kind of know what the expectations are, and if it's different or if it changes, once in a while surprise each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's not just like it's the same old. That helps make it hot, keep it hot.
It definitely helps it keep it hot, guys. I feel like we've said
that. Yeah, someone else asked a question in response to what we had said. They said, if your partner asks, what are your expectations on Valentine's Day? What can one reply? And I think she was coming from the point of view of like, genuinely, she didn't know what to say.
Oh, okay. What are your expectations? Like, you know what? It's up to you. Like, are your expectations that you want to be taken out to dinner? At least flowers and chocolates? Do you want to do something going away? Are you looking for a gift if that's your love language? And also other people whose love language are different. Like, for example, a gift for Valentine's, it could be, I'm the one who's going to get the kids ready every day this week. You sleep in. Like, what's your expectation? What is it that you want him to show you? But that has to be tailor-fitted to you, because I don't know you.
I know, yeah. But I have a problem with the word expectation.
Why?
I don't know. Expectation means, like, I expect it. Like, it's something that it's almost like it must happen. It's like it's almost like you go to school, the expectations that you're going to be taught because the chair is there. For me, it's more of like, what would be your desire? I feel like for me, there's a difference between a desire and an expectation, because an expectation, it's like, it almost sounds a bit rigid. I don't know whether that's the case. Because also, if you say this is your expectation and your man says that's not something I can do.
But that's it. That's communication. That's a relationship.
So is it an expectation or it's like a desire? It's something you want.
But it can be an expectation. The word desire helps you curb your disappointment later, which you've mentioned before.
Exactly.
And we've said no. pin no.
Me, it helps me. Yeah, because expectation is like, it must happen.
No, expectation is what I... And guess what, Joe? Whether you like it or not, you have the expectation.
What is the definition of the word expectation? Let's find out. Because for me, expectation is just kind of...
But you know, so you have expectations, Joe, whether you like it or no.
Expectation is a strong belief that something will happen or will be the case. Whereas desire for me is a strong belief of something, exactly, something that you would like,
want. He has an opt-out.
Everyone has an opt-out, which is the reality.
That's the thing with even relationship, Joe, whether you like it or no, as soon as you wake up in the morning, just looking at your man's
face,
you have an expectation.
It's true, but listen to this. Listen to me saying this. Lydia, I expect you to be at the shoot by 2 p.m. Let me
tell you why this is different. If you ask me what's my expectation, I can own my expectation.
Okay, because it's about the asking.
You've asked.
Because
so
for me,
go with your chest if you've been asked. You asked me my expectation. I can tell you my expectation with my chest because you've asked me as an expectation. So that maybe he can tell you, I am not able to meet that expectation. Then you know.
Oh, he laughs in your face. Because you see, even the fact that he's
asking... Are you mad?
Yeah. The fact that he's asking doesn't necessarily mean that he actually wants to do it for you. Maybe he's just confirming,
That would be a terrible, cruel person.
Yeah, and just to be like, asking you for advice. Of person, yeah.
For vibes. Oh yeah, like to ask you and then to be like, oh, so that's the kind of woman you are.
Yeah, great. I see, okay, we are fantastic. Not aligned. And clearly this is like maybe your first Valentine's Day or something like that, because like for him to ask you what's the expectation. Baby, you know, I'd really love if we could go for dinner. Mm. I'd really love if we could, you know, do something special on that evening, versus I expect that we are going to do something.
He's the one who worded it that way. I don't see what's... You're afraid.
I'm afraid.
You're afraid. Okay, it's okay. But and I get it. Because even me, if I'm going to go to someone, I would say, babe, what I would like. Mm. I wouldn't say, this is what I expect.
Yeah.
However, I feel like that's a thing. Sprinkle would definitely have something. No, actually, Sprinkle would support us.
No, she would know. She would definitely say expect, yeah.
Oh, she would say expect.
She would definitely expect. And she would even tell you that, oh, yeah, if he's asked, if I communicate my expectations, and if he says that he can't, I'll just be like, that's all right. I'll find some way to get it. That's the way she is. She's always just like, oh, you can't pay my bills. Don't worry. I'm sure somebody else got it. That's her. That's Sprinkle.
Yeah, Sprinkle. Don't, if you go down that rabbit hole before Valentine's,
that's up. And maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll be like, oh, your man is like, oh, sorry, babe, we can't do anything for Valentine's. You'll just be like, oh, don't worry. I'm sure I'll be able to do something for Valentine's. Mm. But it's cool that you can't. Mm.
It's okay. I guess I don't know, expected more than you're capable
of.
My heart. Apart, this lady said, oh yeah, on a first date, if like you go on a first date, a guy asks you on a first date, the bill comes and he says, do you want us to play? Be like, oh sure. Oh, I didn't know you wanted to be friends, but okay. Because I only split with my fucking friends.
Right? Me, in fact, I feel like I saw her where she's just like, no, just be like, oh, no, don't worry, I'll cover it then. I didn't realize that you don't have, you're not able to pay for dinner. So it's not like it's a choice. It's that you're clearly not able.
Because if you are able, there's no world where you're able.
So let me save you even that half. Let me just pay for both of us. Done. You pay. And that's it. Thanks.
Oh, listen.
My God.
Proceed at your own risk.
I know.
My good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've shared how to make it hot, how to make it spicy. If you want to do Galentine's, like there's a million, first of all, there's so many plans that are Galentine's involved. Valentine's could die.
Yeah.
So many things are around Galentine's. Mm.
Yeah, Wild is having a sip and shop for Galentine's. So if you need a plan, come and buy a dress.
When?
On this weekend, actually, we're having a sip and shop this weekend.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, okay. But we'll have discounts until February 14th, so 14% off.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. It's a plan. Do Galentine's. Last year, me, Joe, because...
Terembe,
Nelly, and G all did a Galentine's. And it was just it was so fun and cute. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It was Terembe who brought us the roses.
Yes, she did. And that was too cute. We made the mistake of going to Bow Box, though. That was a mistake.
Download up to order. Oh my god. Anyway, that's it's giving we are old, because I'm sure Gen Z's are like,
oh, this is cute.
Cool. This is cool. Us. Technology.
What is this? You want me to I download which one?
Yeah, no. But yeah, it was really fun, guys. Mm. Well, let me tell you, whatever it is they're going to do for Valentine's Day, as we said, whether you're single, whether you're gonna be in a relationship, you have a 50% off discount until 29th of February.
Yeah.
50% off with the code TMI podcast on Beducated annual subscription. Absolutely. So take advantage of it, because once it's out, what are we going to say?
Exactly. I don't know. So make your Valentine's Day hot, guys. You can even I hope by this point we hope that you already have been having Beducated, but this is just your reminder. In case you are now downloading for the first time, use TMI podcast. Do you feel like somebody in a situationship should have an expectation on Valentine's? I know you shared that you didn't have one.
What?
If someone is in a situationship.
Well, I had an expectation when one. Yeah.
Oh.
But only because of how it was going. It's like you can just tell how the other person is treating you. You can see their feelings towards you, how they are with you. Mm. Then you kind of have the expectations based on who he's being with you, you know? But don't expect it from nowhere.
If
the relationship is not like that, then it's not like that.
And if you've been sleeping together for like, let's say, a year, and you have not... ever had a date outside the house,
it's not queuing that this is going to happen Valentine's Day. So go based on what exactly is happening. Like, the expectation I had was just in my head, but everything he did it himself. It's harder sometimes to do that, but you know, based on the relationship that you have with this person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All the best, guys. We really hope that you have a good Valentine's Day. We really hope
I don't know what I'm doing for Valentine's, for real.
Honestly.
As we sit here, today even I is too. Thursday, 8th February.
I too.
I have no idea.
I too.
Yeah.
I too. But
I'm
all
doing
the best
something
to us.
For sure, though.
Oh, really? Oh, with someone or alone?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I know for sure I won't just be like, oh, I'll watch a movie. Mm-mm. I'm definitely going to do something.
Drop it. Sorry. Drop it. That's like the 20th time she's hit the mic. This is She's sorry. Been hitting so it. Sorry, She's been hitting it. And you can hit your man on Valentine's Day. Like, hit it. Not like hit
it. Yeah, hit it. Sit on it. Do whatever you want to do on it. But make it hot, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And come back with stories. Ooh.
Yeah.
By the way, come back with stories.
We want to see on the comments. Because if you're watching this after Valentine's Day, please tell us.
How was it?
Yeah. How to your experiences?
I want to scroll down and see happiness.
Thank you. And we want to see expectations versus reality. And we are praying that reality was even better than expectations.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Beducated, for working with us again. We pray that your partners will be as consistent as Beducated.
We pray that your man will be as consistent
as Beducated. We'll see you guys in our next episode.
Bye.